This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Obviously, backs against the wall last night for New York, so we start with the Lime Time highlight of the night presented by Corona.
Under three to play in the third. Brunson with a three. Got it!
And the foul. And the foul.
29 for Jalen Brunson. 15 in the third.
And that was Kevin Harlan, Reggie Miller on TNT. Lime Time highlight of the night presented by Corona. Part of his 32-point effort. Knicks beat the Pacers 111-94. Brunson 12 of 18 shooting. Karl Anthony Towns 24 and 13. First things first, here was their head coach, Tom Thibodeau. Brunson and Kat setting the tone.
But the aggressiveness of Jalen and Kat to start offensively and then the group being tied together defensively. Then when the bench came in, they did the same thing, and then we were mixing and matching, and you know, and the foul trouble changed some rotations.
Now, we saw the Pacers score 43 first-quarter points in the previous game. In this game, only 45 in the first half. Here was Brunson, such a different defensive mindset.
We came out and we had some energy in the way we played, and I was very proud of what we did.
And while those two obviously get a lot of credit, Karl Anthony Towns on TNT says this was a total team win.
I want to give a shout out to the bench and the guys. You know, it's everyone who comes in and they hold it down. Even when I'm making these mistakes, I got to fix that though.
All right, and mistakes like dumb fouls and silly fouls.
Thank God he recognizes it and he says it and he admits it. Good.
So
I'm glad to hear it.
So much so that it did spark a conversation between himself, Barkley, and Shaq.
When you got your fourth foul, they took you out. They made a run.
Yeah.
You got to stop doing that.
I got to do a much better job.
Yes.
I got to do a much better job.
You can get fouls. But a couple, like the other day when you just grabbed somebody by the wrist.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Are you talking about last game or this game?
Last game.
Every game.
Oh, you're talking about the one with the pick and roll knee
spin? You just grabbed his arm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you can't be getting those.
No, I can't. You ain't wrong. Okay. I hurt our team. But
it's pretty good.
Shot goes every game, nephew. You're going, nephew.
This is very funny. Here was Deuce McBride. How about the job they as a team?
Is everybody related to Shaq?
No, I mean, obviously he's not. Yeah, no, he's just one of the terms of endearment there for a young guy in the league.
McBride on how they did, and specifically Mikal Bridges did, guarding Tyrese Haliburton.
I mean, honestly, it's just, you know, guarding your yard. At the end of the day, just, you know, not wanting to get scored on, taking pride in defense, and that's what he's doing.
Haliburton just 8 points, 2 of 7 shooting.
Well, that's the point. I mean, like, he if he doesn't shoot...
Can't score.
And by the way, you know, 3-point shooting for OG, Mikal, Towns, and Hart. 2 for 16. I mean, they didn't have a great night shooting either.
They did not. That is very true. But you're also not expecting them to light it up the way you're expecting Haliburton.
Especially after coming off of game 4.
Here he was. He says he was not surprised that the Knicks played desperate.
I mean, we're up 3-1. Their season's on the line today. You know, so I understand they're going to come out and play hard, you know, increase the pressure, do whatever they got to do to win. And they did a great job of that. And, you know, now it's on us to respond in game 6.
And then there is Pascal Siakam. He says, hey, you know what? Give the Knicks credit with the way they came out and fought.
They played harder than us, I think. I think they played harder than us. You know, loose balls, like rebounds, like all that. We got to be able to win that battle.
Now, in another...
It sounds like the Knicks after game 4.
It's like a lot of teams that lose that after a loss. And there was one reporter who just couldn't understand.
And let me just set it up. This guy has been a pain in the neck for athletes for a long time. So
this is the guy that was suspended for the Caitlin Clark interview, right?
Yes. But he's also been a columnist. He used to work for CBSSports.com. His name's Greg Doyle. He's an antagonist is what he is. So you should know that. Going in before you hear the audio, that this is his thing.
He's like Brett from Long Island.
Yes. Yeah, he is. Yes. Yeah, if Brett from Long Island were a reporter, it would be Greg Doyle.
Okay. I likened it to like if Joe was in the locker room asking questions.
Yeah.
Okay. After a bad jet loss.
Yeah, true. Okay.
And, you know, Mark Sanchez says, yeah, we weren't ready to play. Something like that. And Joe goes off on the guy.
Yeah.
So this was the reporter just not understanding how they don't play as hard as the Knicks.
How is that
possible?
What do you mean?
How is it possible not fight hard enough in games?
What are you talking about? They played harder than us. It's okay. We played hard, but they played harder. What's your point? I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. And then the report, and then Doyle replies.
My point is, you're saying you guys got out fought, and I'm saying
that happens in a game, though. That's basketball.
In game five,
we didn't play. You're saying you're good, bro. You're looking for something, I know, but damn.
But damn. And then at this point, he's had enough.
I told you. What else do you want me to tell you?
Well, why don't you tell me how? That's all I'm asking.
Well, what about you telling me? So go ahead. Who's this guy?
Which was surprising to me because him, you know, he works for the Indianapolis Star now, and Siakam's been there for a while, and Doyle's just a jerk that you would, I would assume they would have known him already.
See, right? He's a columnist, right?
Yeah. I mean, so but you a might local not see one
him.
Out there.
Yeah, but you might not see him as much
right.
as now you see him during the playoffs, probably shows up for every game.
Right. Yeah. Maybe not in the locker room for a random game against the Hornets.
Yeah.
Understood. So you've got a 3-2 series lead now for the Pacers, and you've got game six in Indiana tomorrow night. By the way, the Knicks did snap the Pacers' six-game road winning streak. So, good win last night for them. 8 p.m. tomorrow night at Indy. We'll see. And I saw Al was telling me about John Cooker Mellencamp not happy with the McAfee stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see if they go WWE style again for game six. We shall see.
Didn't Ben Stiller invite Pat McAfee to the Knicks game or something?
I did not see that. I saw the Mellencamp social media thing, but did he? Al, you're nodding. So, okay. Yes.
Yeah, what was the story there?
I guess he invited him to a game, but then somehow it seemed like Pat McAfee was checking the prices of the tickets and was like, I can't afford to go to that.
Oh, so he didn't offer him a ticket.
He can't afford, but Sal bought tickets.
Well, he wanted to sit with Ben Stiller down in the, you know, those tickets.
He can afford them.
Yeah, I think he said the tickets were $171,000.
He can afford them. Didn't he sign a $100 million deal?
It's something like that. Yeah. It was a lot. I don't know if it was the full $100 million, but it was a lot of money.
I think he's all right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.